Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, it is Tuesday evening, just gone 8 minutes after six. My name is Clinton. Good evening to you and welcome to Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. And my friend, we want to see you do that God's way. You need prayer tonight? WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. Tonight on Financial Matters, we're going to be taking a look at a couple of questions relating to the two-pot system during Coach's Corner. During our Financial Freedom series, we go into step number two, all about the 10-20-70 principle. We're going to drill down into investments tonight. Our life tip tonight, I want to talk to you about life expectancy, and I also want to talk to you tonight during our money management principle about how many paychecks do you have until you retire. That's coming up tonight on Financial Matters.
Burdens exchanged. Burdens exchanged. Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
Financial Matters with Clinton Vadner on CCFM. Market news.
Okay, so let's get into some market news. Just to begin with, if we take a look at the All Share Index today, market's pretty flat. But if you look at the stock market over the last year, really coming on nicely, 13.6% over the last year. Bonds have done 19% over the last year, and cash has come out at just on 8%. If we look at the latest CPI inflation figures, coming out at 5.1%, so that's good news. The price of petrol is also expected to reduce next week, and so we'll keep our eyes on that. Just a little bit of other news out of the markets as well. The Rand really doing incredibly well at a new one-year low winning streak. If you take a look, the main drivers is growing confidence that the US will start to reduce interest rates later this year. The Rand obviously benefiting from that, and let's hope that interest rates in South Africa should also start coming down a little later in the year. Just looking at the Rand currently against the dollar, 17.86. If you look at the Rand against the euro, 19.84, and the Rand against the pound at 23.26. Just a couple of other bits of news. I want to encourage you, if you are battling to make ends meet, consider cutting wasteful expenditure. Plug those spending leaks, eliminate the non-essentials, study your bank statements, they don't lie, and track your expenses. If you're battling to make ends meet, can you possibly earn more? Can you possibly spend less? What can you cut back on? What can you eliminate? Are you able to downgrade? Identify those cash flow stealers. My friend, if you gain control over your money management, you can gain control over your financial affairs and you can build towards financial freedom. You tuned into CCFM. Good evening to you. I want to encourage you, put your hope in God. Don't try to face life's burdens alone. God is interested in you. He wants to be part of your life. And God is able to restore what the locust has stolen. He's able to make a way in your life, even where there seems to be no way. I want to encourage you, put your hope in God. Don't try to face the chaos of life, the complexities of life alone. He wants to be part of everything you do. So hold on to God. When we get back on Financial Matters, we get straight into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to ask you, how many paydays do you have left until you retire? I'm going to show you the difference just by delaying your investment saving by 10 years. It can have a huge impact on your building towards retirement. I want to encourage you. You need to take a portion of all the money you earn on a monthly basis. Every time you have a payday, try and invest some of it into your future so that you can grow your wealth and set yourself up to be able to retire when you reach retirement age. You need prayer tonight? WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. If you want a copy of the notes, drop me a quick email, just your name and your email address. We'll ensure that we send you a copy of our notes, all about the financial freedom tip, our money management principle, as well as our life tip. That's coming up shortly on Financial Matters. One more thing tonight. I don't know what's going on in your life, but do not face it alone. Put your hope in God, and please, if you need prayer, WhatsApp us now. We serve a miracle-working God, and we count it an honor to lift you up before Him. 061-798-1075.
The Money Management Principle.
Okay, so let's get straight into the money management principle for this evening. I want to talk to you about how many paydays do you have left until you retire? Now, many cannot wait until they retire. Do you one day dream of being able to be financially free, to enjoy your retirement, not needing to work? Just imagine for a moment if you were able to retire. That's if you've built up enough money to enjoy your golden years. Think about it. If you are able to retire, no more financial stress. The debts are settled. You've got a regular income linked to inflation. You don't have to get up early, especially in winter. You don't have to sit in rush hour traffic. You don't have to work hard to meet deadlines. Many people dream of retirement. But one of the biggest things is that so many people are left disillusioned. The sad reality is many don't have enough saving set aside to be financially secure by the time they reach retirement. And so I want to ask you tonight, what are your retirement goals? What are your retirement dreams? The Bible is clear. Without a vision, people perish. And so let me ask it to you as straight as I can. Do you have a dream for your golden years? Do you plan to build up enough wealth so that one day you won't need to work? Are you saving towards your retirement? Will you be able to retire? I can't answer that for you. If you're not certain, get advice. Sit down with a financial planner. Look at what your goals are. Set up a strategy to get from where you are to where you want to be. You see, you need to plan. You need to know where you're going. The Bible says good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. On the flip side, it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. Now, here's the secret. If you want to be able to retire one day and be financially free, you know what you're going to need to do? You're going to need to take a part of each of your paychecks on a monthly basis and ensure that you invest it and not spend the money that you invest, but let that money that you save towards retirement grow until you reach retirement age. And with that as a backdrop, my question for you tonight is, how many paydays or how many more paychecks do you have before you reach retirement age? So let me give it the basics to you tonight. If you, let's say, start work at the age of 25, and let's say you're going to retire at 65, well, then you've got 40 years before you retire, or 480 paychecks until you retire. Let's say you start saving only when you get to the age of 35, well, then you've got 30 years or 360 paydays before you can retire. And if you delay your saving and only start saving at, let's say, the age of 55, then you've only got 120 paydays left until you retire. And here's the moral of the story. If you look at life expectancy tables, we are told that most people who retire at the age of 65 will live to around 81 to 83. Now, here's some news for you. If you are a man, you generally live a little less than women. Life expectancy tables say that men die before women. But let's say you were able to live for 20 years once you retire. Let's say you retire at 65, and let's say God blesses you with 20 good years to live. Let's say you die at age 85. Think about it this way. If you only started to save at age 55, it only gives you 10 years or 120 paydays to build up enough money that has to last 20 years. In other words, you would need to put away almost two times your monthly salary just to build up enough money to fund your retirement. And so when you look at life expectancy tables and realize that you need to take a good chunk of your monthly income on a monthly basis and put it towards your retirement, if you want to be able to one day retire, then the rubber hits the road. So let's put it in perspective. If you're 25 today, you've got 40 years. In other words, 480 paydays left to build up enough income that will need to last you, according to the life expectancy tables, at least 20 years. And if you only started to save at the age of 45, well, then you've got 20 years to build up 20 years worth of retirement income. And so you can see the importance of building up savings from a young age. And this is what I want to get to tonight. How many paydays do you have left before you retire? The impact of delay can be critical. I want to show you the impact of not saving a portion of your monthly income regularly from when you are young. So let me give you a quick example. Let's just take a look at two scenarios. Let's say you start saving at the age of 35 and your friend starts saving from the age of 25. And let's say you both retire at the age of 65. Well, the 25-year-old will have 40 years or 480 paydays between now and the time they retire. While the 30-year-old, what will happen there? Well, the 35-year-old will only have 30 years or 360 paydays to build up the same amount of money. So let me give you the stats over here. If you started to save 500 Rand a month from the age of 35 and you saved that for 30 years until you were 65, by the time you were 65, you would have built up about 1.1 million rand. And that 1.1 million rand will give you enough to be able to secure a monthly income of about 5,000 rand a month that could last 20 years until your life expectancy of 85. On the other side, if you had started to save at the age of 25, in other words, you started saving 10 years earlier and you put 500 Rand away a month, well, guess what you would have built up? Just that extra 10 years where your friend who only started saving at 35 would have built up 1.1 million by the time he reached 65, which could have secured 5,000 Rand a month. If you started 10 years earlier and started your 500 Rand a month investment at the age of 25, you would have built up nearly three times as much money. You would have 3.2 million available for retirement, which would be sufficient for you to secure around 15,000 Rand a month for 20 years during your retirement. So what's the moral of the story? 500 Rand a month, if you started to save that 10 years at the age of 25 as opposed to 35, it's literally going to give you three times more money and three times more income in retirement. And that's why the Bible says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Over time, if you start young and you put money away on a regular basis, you can start to benefit from compounding. Let me put it another way. If you want to retire at the age of 65, and you start saving 10 years later, let's say you only start saving at the age of 35 compared to your friend who starts at 25, you will need to invest 1,400 Rand a month compared to your friend's 500 Rand a month. In other words, you'd need to put three times more money away per month and never miss the saving in order to be at the same point as your friend. That's the important. How many more paydays or paychecks do you have until you retire? Every paycheck you get where you don't take a portion of it and put it into savings puts you on the back foot. Don't take your paydays for granted. The Bible says the wise man saves for the future. It goes on and says the fool just spends whatever he gets. I want to encourage you, start saving a portion of each salary you receive each month. Be wise. Do not be foolish. Save it before you spend it. So how many paydays do you have left until you want to retire? Each month, you lose another payday. So start investing as soon as possible. Even if you start small, you can gain great growth, explosive growth over the long term. In fact, it's better to start small and begin saving without delay, even if it seems like it's a bit tight. Save what you can afford. Don't put your saving off. Instead, start saving and build your wealth over time. With the power of compound interest, even small amounts invested over the long term can become a substantial sum. So my final words for you today is, how many paydays do you have left until retirement? Start saving a portion of each salary that you receive each month. Make it a non-negotiable. I promise you, if you follow through on it, you can build towards retirement financial freedom. And you'll thank me for it as well. How many paydays do you have left? Make certain that you save a good chunk of your salary on a month-to-month basis. If you do so, you can set yourself up well for a brighter and more blessed tomorrow.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Well, that's for sure. We want to see you build towards financial freedom, and we want to see you save. You need to invest. You need to put God first. My friend, God is able to help you. Get your financials in the right order. Put God first. Commit your plans to Him. He wants to do life with you. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, including our notes on how many paydays do you have left until retirement, we also got the notes tonight on our Financial Freedom series, as well as our life tip for the evening. If you want a copy of those notes, drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address, and we'll ensure that a copy of these notes are sent to you a little later in the week. You tuned in to CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, and up next we've got Coach's Corner. Tonight we're going to answer a couple of questions relating to the two-pot retirement system. That's coming up shortly on Financial Matters. Don't forget, if you need prayer, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. It's 24 minutes after 6. What a beautiful evening in Cape Town. Let me know where you tuned in from. What's your name? What's the area you're listening to? Drop me a quick WhatsApp. We'd count it an honor to pray a blessing over you as well as over your community. 061-798-1075. You tune in to CCFM. There was Hillsong, Young and Free, a song called Best Friends. My friend, I want to encourage you. Put your life in God's hands. He wants to stick closer than a brother. He wants to do life with you. Thomas Jefferson said, "Never spend your money before you have it." That's some wise words. And Psalm 25 says, "A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls." That's Proverbs 25:28. I want to encourage you, be disciplined with your money management and don't let go of God. Don't bury your head in the sand and pretend you don't have a problem. If you've got a problem, face it and ask God to help you. He wants to do life with you. He's able to keep you from falling. My friend, you need prayer tonight? WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. You tuned into CCFM, 28 minutes after 6. The program is Financial Matters. And thank you, MK is listening. So is Ephraim listening from Guguletu. We've got Wayne listening to us. We've got Peter listening to us. Thank you so much for tuning in to CCFM. God bless you. My friend, if you need prayer, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. Okay, it's time for Coach's Corner. Quick note, just after Coach's Corner, we go into our Financial Freedom series. We're busy with looking at the 10-20-70 principle. Tonight, we're going to drill down into the 20% part. I want to encourage you to invest, to save, to build wealth, and to set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow while honoring God. You want a copy of those notes? Drop me a quick WhatsApp, your name, your email address, and we'll ensure that those notes are sent through to you.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5. Changing lives for good.
Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, so let's get straight into Coach's Corner. As you are probably aware, the two-pot retirement system comes into place from 1 September, another 11 days. And so I thought it would be a good idea just to recap on a couple of questions that many people are asking. Just a quick summary, your money that's already in your retirement fund, that money's going to go into what they call a vested pot. That money will stay with the same rules as your current retirement fund. But what's going to happen on the 1st of September is that 10% of the money you've accumulated in your retirement fund up to a maximum of $30,000 is going to be placed into a savings pot. And then going forward, every 1,000 Rand that you earn, a third of that money will go into the savings pot and the other two-third part will go into the retirement pot. Both amounts will grow towards retirement. But what government is permitting is for people to be able to draw the savings pot element out of the savings pot, and so it gives you the ability to access part of your retirement before retirement. And so that's what the two-pot system is in a nutshell. Now, many people have asked questions, and I want to give you a little bit of an overview of some of the things that people are asking, and hopefully it will add some value when it comes to the two-pot retirement system. So the first part is this: your savings component, what percentage of is it actually am I going to have available come 1 September? And so basically, just a quick recap, that's what someone has asked over here. 10% of the current market value of your retirement fund is going to be put into the savings component, but it is only up to a maximum of 30,000 Rand that will go into the savings component. That'll be your accessible portion out of the two-pot system. And so people ask this. One person asked, well, how much can I draw and how frequently can I draw money out of my savings pot? Well, you are limited to one drawing per year. The minimum that you can draw out is 2,000 Rand. And you can move, or you can draw all the money, the total balance in your savings pot, if you so wish. Now, to start with, come 1 September, they will take 10% of your current retirement fund. So let's say you've got 100,000 Rand that's in your retirement fund at the moment. 10% of that, which is 10,000 Rand, will go into the savings pot, and you'll be able to draw that 10,000 out of the fund. If your retirement fund is worth, let's say, 400,000 Rand, 10% of that would be 40,000, but the maximum that would go into your savings pot is 30,000. So the maximum amount, if your retirement fund is 300,000 Rand or more, only 30,000 of your total amount will be available in the savings pot. The balance will stay in the vested pot, and the same current retirement rules that govern your retirement fund will stay intact. So other people have asked this, well, what are the tax implications going to be if I draw money out of my savings pot? And so you will pay tax at your marginal rate on any money that you draw out of the savings pot. Now, your marginal rate is the highest rate of tax. And so tax will be deducted before you withdraw. So even if you say, well, I've got 30,000 in my fund, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to get all 30,000. When you ask for a withdrawal of 30,000, what's going to happen, depending on what your marginal tax rate is, SARS are going to deduct that from that 30,000 first. So let's say your marginal tax rate is 26%. It means that SARS will take 7,800 Rand and then the remaining 22,000 is the part that you will receive. If your marginal tax rate was, let's say, 18%, then if I take 18% of 30,000, you'll be paying tax of 5,400 Rand. So you're going to have 24,600 that's available. So the money in that savings pot will continue to accumulate. And each month, as you put more money into your retirement savings, so one third of all your future contributions will also be added to the savings pot. So by the end of the year, you'll have a considerable more amount of money in your savings pot that will be accessible. Another person asked this question: what happens if I change jobs in the future? What happens to my retirement fund? Well, that's an interesting concept, because what will happen, the money that's left in your vested pot, the same rules will apply to what is going to happen now in your retirement fund. So generally, if you resign from your company, you'll have 100% access to your vested pot. You'll also have 100% access to your savings pot. But the money that's in your retirement pot, that's your future contributions, two-thirds of that goes into your retirement pot, that money you will not be able to touch until retirement. Another person asks, what happens if I leave South Africa in the future? What happens if I permanently immigrate from South Africa? Well, if you immigrate, you will once again be able to access your savings component. You'll pay marginal rate tax on that money. You'll be able to take that. And if you move out of the country, you'll be allowed to withdraw your retirement fund if you cease to be a resident of South Africa for an uninterrupted period of at least 3 years. So that's how it works. And what happens if you die before retirement? Well, all the money that's in your retirement savings, in the savings pot, in the retirement pot, in the vested pot, will then go to your loved ones. The trustees of the fund that you belong to will allocate that benefit to your dependents or nominees or your beneficiaries, provided there are people that are of need within the situation. So my advice to you is save to retirement. Try not to draw the money out of your savings pot. Every cent that you draw out of your savings pot before retirement is a rand less when you one day want to retire. Many people ask, should I change my investment? My answer to you is, many South Africans aren't saving enough towards retirement. Maybe you need to review your retirement, put even more money into your retirement funds, knowing that a part will be available. Remember, your contributions to your retirement annuity, your retirement fund, is a tax deduction. So make use of the government incentive and make certain that you save for your future. My friend, you can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow if you manage your money well. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, you are welcome to send me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. I don't know where you tuned in from, but good evening to you. Hope you're enjoying Financial Matters. When we get back, we go straight into our Financial Freedom Series. The whole aim of Financial Freedom Series is to help you honor God with your money, help you shrink your debt, help you build your wealth, and above all, help you build towards financial freedom. That's coming up shortly on Financial Matters.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5. The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Okay, 38 minutes after 6, you tuned in to Financial Matters. It's time for the Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life. If you need investment advice, you can get hold of Invest for Life, WhatsApp them, or let me rather say email them, or go onto the website. You can email Clinton at investforlife.co.za, or go onto www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution. So let's get into our Financial Freedom Series, all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. I want to encourage you. God wants to do life with you. The Bible says it like this. It says, God says, I will guide you on the best pathway for your life. Psalm 32 verse 8 carries on and says, I will advise you, I will watch over you, declares the Lord. Proverbs 21 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. It's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. And one more scripture, Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to generate wealth. I want to encourage you to build towards financial freedom. I want to see you squash your debt and build towards financial freedom while honoring God. And one of the ways to honor God and build wealth at the same time is to manage your money like a pro. And that's why we've looked at the 10-20-70 principle. In a nutshell, we want to encourage you to work towards putting 10% of all you earn back to God, giving that to God, taking 20% of what you earn and putting that into your savings and investments, and build towards trying to live on only 70% of what you earn. The Bible is clear. When you honor God with your wealth, Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops, then God will fill your barns to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. We want to encourage you to give your first 10% to God. We also want to encourage you to take 20% of what you earn and put that into your savings and your investments. Last week, we looked at the importance of saving for your future. We looked at Proverbs 6, where the Bible says that, consider the ants, you lazy bones, learn from their ways. It says they work hard all summer, but they don't eat all the food that they gather. They put some of it aside so that they've got money available for the winters of life. And in the same way, you need to build up your savings. And we also looked at the importance of growing your money for your future, investing part of your hard-earned money to grow for the future. The Bible says whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. So the 10-20-70 principle is very simple. Maybe you can't do it at the moment. Maybe your finances are in a mess. But as you gain control over your money management, as you get your priorities in the right order, the intention is to build towards putting God first with your money management, saving and investing before you spend, and then living on the rest. First covering the basic needs and then everything else. Proverbs 10:16 says, "The earnings of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin." So I've encouraged you to put God first with your money. I've tried to encourage you to save and invest. Last week, we looked at a great quote, a power quote that really changed the way I manage my money. It was Jim Rohn. He said, "The difference between poor people and rich people is the order in which they spend their money." He said, poor people spend first, and there's never anything left to save, so they stay broke, while rich people save first. That way they can spend everything that's left. They're still going to build wealth over time. Warren Buffett said, don't save what is left after spending. He said, rather spend what is left after saving. And so with that as a backdrop, what I want to do tonight is I want to examine the 20% component of the 10-20-70 principle. And I want to give you a couple of investment principles over the next few weeks of how you can build your wealth portfolio. Now, remember what God's word says. God's word says, he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. God's word also says this in Proverbs 21. It says, the wise person saves or invests for the future, but the fool just spends whatever he gets. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to manage your money like a pro, number one, put God at the center. Aspire to give at least 10% of what you earn to God. Now, if you've got truckloads of debt and your finances are out of control, you're going to find that difficult to do. So build towards it. As you squash your debt, as you get your financial priorities in the right order, you can build towards financial freedom. Now, breaking down the 20% of what you earn, I want to encourage you to save and to invest before you spend. It's important that you put money into saving and build your own overdraft facility or reserve account where you've got savings available for the emergencies of life. Instead of using that personal loan or that credit card where you pay huge interest on the money you borrow, where you become a slave to having this debt on the credit card, I want to encourage you, take some of your hard-earned money and set it aside into savings. But equally important, you have to take some of your money and you need to invest it long term. Now, here's the truth. Markets go through cycles. And you know that if you go into equities or into a basket of shares, you partake in the profit and the loss of that share. So money that goes into higher risk investments generally give you the ability to get a better yield over the long term. But over the short term, they can have peaks and troughs. You can go through hills and valleys. There are times that the market will explode and go up, and there are times where we have a market crash and your money can basically fall. We call it the bulls and the bears of the market. And here's the importance. If you are investing long term, stick to your long term plan. Even though markets go through the ups and the downs, if you keep investing regularly, even into that higher risk investment, if the market falls, you just get more units for your money. And so over time, if the market is volatile, don't let it put you off. Keep putting money into your long term investments. The intention is long term. Give that money an opportunity to grow. Now, let me give you an example of how money works. If you looked at inflation over the last 20 to 30 years, inflation has averaged out at 6%. An investment left in cash has come out at about 6.9%, where if you look at the stock market, it's generated a return in excess of 12.5% to 13%. So the moral of the story, money you need short term, you can't take risk on it. Leave it in the bank account. But here's the truth. The money left in a bank savings account is going to battle to keep up with inflation. It's okay because that money's there for your short-term needs. It needs to be liquid. However, on the flip side, if you're looking to grow your money long-term, you need to have some money going into shares and into equities, and you need to have the diversity of bonds and different type of investments that give you the ability to generate growth. Remember, it is the stock market that generally gives you a return of inflation plus about 7% per year over the long term. Yes, over the short term, markets can be volatile, but over the long term, it's your growth investments that give you the ability to generate growth. So my advice to you is don't put all your money in the bank and don't put all your money into shares. Have a diverse portfolio. Differentiate between your savings and your investments. Above all, get advice on how to construct your portfolio. But your long-term investments can take on a bit more risk. And so let me give you a quick example. If you put all your money into equities, equities can be very volatile over the short term. If you put money into the stock market today, statistics tell us you've got a 45% chance of making a loss in one day. You've got a 50% chance, or 55% chance of making a gain in a day. However, if you invest over 1 year, then you've got an 80% chance of having a good positive return, but a 20% chance of having a loss. But when you look at the same stats over a 5 year or 10 year period, investments in a balanced equity portfolio generally are not going to give you a negative return. On the other side, if you are investing in equities, which average out about 12 to 13% a year over the long term, they give you the ability to get that inflation plus return. But let me give you an example. If you invested 100 Rand in the stock market over 20 years, that 100 Rand today would be worth about 2,300 Rand. If you missed out just on the top 10 days of markets going up or down in the last 20 years, you would have only had a 1,200 Rand return. In other words, if you invested in the stock market, you have ups and downs. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Japanese market fell by 11% in one day. It's more than made up for that in the remainder of this month. And so over the short term, markets can be volatile. But over the long term, markets generally do well. So here's my moral, my takeaway tonight. You need to put money aside for your short term investments in cash and low risk assets. But your long term investments, give it time to grow. If you prepare to invest over a 5 or 10 or 20 year period, you can take on a bit more risk, but still make certain that you've got good diversification in your investment portfolio. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Diversify across geographical areas. South Africa make up less than 1% of global markets. Make certain you've got some money going overseas. Ecclesiastes 11, King Solomon said this. He said, ship some of your bread across the waters, and after many years, it will return to you. And then he said, invest in 7 ventures, yes in 8, because you do not know when disaster will come upon the land. In other words, don't keep all your eggs in one basket. If you're going to go into shares, go into a balanced spread of shares. Get advice. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify across asset classes. Diversify across sectors. Make certain you use different investment vehicles. Don't put all your money in one unit trust. Spread your money across a multitude of different asset managers. Over time, it helps to reduce the risk, and you can make use of the best of all breeds. I want to encourage you, if you are looking to invest, don't get into a get-rich-quick scheme. Use a reputable company that's got a proven track record. The Bible is clear. Don't keep all your eggs in one basket. If all your eggs are in one basket and you trip and fall, you're going to be left with a mess, with nothing but heartache and brokenness and shattered dream. It's therefore important to diversify your investment portfolio. Diversification is an important investment strategy if you want to build towards financial freedom. So what am I trying to say to you tonight? It's important to invest. Put God first, but save and invest before you spend the rest. If you do that, you will build your wealth portfolio. My final bit of advice to you tonight is this. You need to not do it alone. Get advice from a professional. Proverbs 4 says, get wisdom, develop good judgment. I want to encourage you. The Bible says plans fail for lack of advisors. In Ecclesiastes 10, it says, a wise person chooses the right road, the fool takes the wrong road. So let me ask you, what are your goals? What are your objectives? What are your aspirations for the future? Dare to dream. Have a plan. Commit the plan to God. But get advice on how best to build your wealth portfolio. Don't try to do it alone. It is vital to get the right financial priorities in the right order. So get the right advice. In the coming weeks, we're going to look at various investment strategies and principles to help you grow your portfolio. We're going to take a look at a number of scriptures so that your portfolio can align with the Word of God. I want to encourage you, consider the 10-20-70 principle. Not only will you honor God, not only will you be able to reduce your debt, not only will you build up your reserve, you'll also grow your wealth portfolio while managing your money a little bit better. I want to encourage you, manage your money like a pro. If you want a copy of the notes tonight, you're welcome to get hold of me. Send me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. I'll ensure that a copy of tonight's notes are sent through to you. I really believe it's time to dare to dream. It's time to reset your goals. It's time to rekindle your passion. It's time to aim high, attempt great things with God, live on purpose, reignite your vision. It's time to be fruitful. Get positioned. God is able to still catapult you into your destiny, even if you've blown it up until now. Even if your finances are a mess tonight, God can still do a miracle. Don't try to do life alone. Put your life in God's hands. He's able to keep you from falling. So that takes us through to our life tip for this evening. As we close, Pastor Francois Daniel is up at 7 o'clock with time to decide if your life ain't right with God. I want to encourage you, get your life right with Jesus. But let's get into our life tip for this evening.
The life tip of the week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
By the way, if you want a copy of the notes, they are always available on betteryouliving.com. And thank you for your support. We just over 4 million followers around the world. Only about 10-15% of those come from South Africa. But we've got people all over the world who go on to Better You Living. We give you wisdom for life. We deal with things like anxiety, things like depression, things like money management. But above all, we want to point people to Jesus and help people come into relationship with God. Just over the last week, we've seen more than 600 people come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We want to lift up Jesus, and that's what we do at Better You Living. So let's get into our life tip tonight. We've looked at the importance of saving for retirement. I've asked you the question tonight, how many paychecks do you have left until you retire? We've also looked at the importance of life expectancy and making certain that you invest and have money available over your life term. But I want to ask you tonight, what is your life expectancy and where are you going to share your eternity? You know, a while back I looked at the life expectancies of various animals, and it's amazing what you can find when you Google. What started off as a fun sort of fact-finding mission, It left me with a bit of sober judgment about the real meaning of life. And here's what I came up with. Life is fragile. Life is short. And it's too short to get bitter and twisted. And so I want to encourage you to cherish life, to be grateful, to enjoy your family time. Enjoy your life. Do the best you can. So let me give you the stats on life expectancies. I don't know if you're aware of it, but if you look at an ant, do you know what an ant's life expectancy is? An ant lives for about 45 to 60 days. That's the total term of an ant's life. If you're a bee, a little bee, bee lives for around 6 weeks. That's the whole life term of a bee. From primary school to teenage years to college to working career to retirement, old age and death, a bee lives about 6 weeks. Now, if you're a dog or a cat, The cats and dogs generally live for somewhere between 8 and 20 years. And a bird or a lion, they normally live somewhere between 15 years and 20 years. An elephant or a parrot, they normally live about 60 to 80 years. So you might say, well, Clinton, what's the point of you telling me about the life expectancies of animals? Let's look at what is the life expectancy of people. Well, during the Roman Empire, the average person lived to be between the ages of 22 and 25. And if you look at the latest stats in our country, the rates of life expectancy in Europe and America, people live to about 80 years. In China, to about 73. The life expectancy in South Africa is 52. And so let me get to the point over here. What do these stats show us? It tells us that life is short and life is temporary. And even if you are the oldest person in the modern world, I want to tell you, your life on earth is short compared to your eternity. King Solomon said, young people, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. In other words, live your life with passion. Life is short, so live it on purpose. But King Solomon also said this. He said, but remember, one day you'll have to give an account to God for everything that you do. So I want to encourage you, live your life with passion, live your life with purpose, be grateful for what you've got, but also don't forget God. Life is short. The Bible says life is like a morning mist. We are here for a while and then we're gone. I want to ask you this tonight. If you had to die, where are you going to share your eternity? Sometimes we get so fixated on settling our debts and building wealth for retirement that we forget about the big picture. The Bible is clear. There is more to life than the here and now. And even if you live to be 120, it's still so short compared to eternity. The Bible says life on earth is so short. Eternity is forever. I want to tell you tonight that in eternity, you're either going to share it with God or you'll be separated from God. In eternity, there is a heaven, there is a hell. And I want to tell you, depending on your relationship with God, you'll either share your eternity with Him or you'll be separated from Him. Wait, let me get to the point. Don't take your life for granted and don't take your eternity for granted. I don't know how long you've got left on this earth, but my friend, get your life right with God. Don't get overly fixated on money. Don't get so stressed out with life. Be grateful for what you've got. Live your life on purpose. Live it with passion. But don't lose sight of eternity. The Bible says we should be more heavenly minded. If you die tonight or the world ended, do you know where you will spend your eternity? If you don't, my friend, don't leave your eternity to chance. Surrender your life to Jesus. If you've let go of God, if you're not in a relationship with Him tonight, my friend, seriously, what are you waiting for? Jesus died on the cross for you. He shed His blood. He made a way for you to have life and life more abundantly. I want to ask you, if your life is not right with God tonight, seriously, get your life right with Him. If you want to get your life right with God, maybe you used to follow God and tonight you want to return to God, do me a favor. Drop me a quick WhatsApp together with your email address and your name. I want to pray for you tonight and I want to give you an incredible pack to help you get your life on track with God. If that's you, you can just say, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask you to be my God. I want you to be my God. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me for my sins. I surrender my all to you. I thank you, Lord, tonight that you are my God, that I'm your child. Thank you for making a way for me to share eternity with you. Thank you that I don't have to face life alone. I surrender my all to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My friend, if you've prayed that simple word tonight, please get hold of me. Drop me a quick WhatsApp, 061-798-1075. Just send me your name and your email address and just say, I prayed that prayer. I want to bless you with an incredible set of ebooks as a gift from us at CCFM to help you grow in your walk with God, and we want to pray for you too. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, in your WhatsApp, name, your email address, the letter A if you've made a first-time decision, B if you've decided to come back to God, I need to bless you with these notes tonight to help you grow in your walk with God. If that's you, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. We've come to an end of Time to Decide for this evening. Pastor Francois Daniel up next with Time to Decide. From myself, Clinton, go well and God bless.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.